What's your plan going forward at punter?
I think it's obvious.
Would you like to bring in a second guy to have a competition, or is it JK?
Well, I mean, as of right now, I mean, obviously the release of Justin, a lot of things go into those decisions. I mean, you go through all the different options. You go through the camp, competition. There's a fairness to Justin to give him an opportunity out there today as opposed to come August. So you weigh all those. The other factors, too, is you have a number of tryout players that are in here that we want to take another really good look at today. So when you get down 87, 88, 89, 90 spots on your roster, that's why you go through all the different scenarios. So Justin did a heck of a job for us, and just you want to give, you know, these men other opportunities. So you feel good about that part of it. But I think it's obvious the way we're moving forward. And you know, another thing you have to factor in, and just talking to the young quarterbacks today, you know, this is CBA football. You only have so many reps. You only have so many opportunities. So the ability to have competition at every position may not be as realistic as you'd like. And I think really the way your team is, you know, the makeup of your team reflects where you can tilt and where you can't. So those are the kind of conversations that go on all the time when you're trying to develop and get this roster, you know, as tight as you can up against the 90-man limit. Those are a number of things we talked about making that decision.
As far as J.K. Scott goes, is he someone with his body of work, what he did at Alabama, that you feel comfortable and confident in, even if there isn't much competition going forward?
I mean, I get the you know, philosophical outlook and view of that. I mean, there's a very high level of trust of every young man that's been brought in here. You know, this thing about earn your trust and earn this and that, you know, that's not realistic in professional football. You trust the fact that when these young men come into our organization, they're here for an opportunity. What they're focused on is earning the opportunity to continue forward. So, obviously, there's risk in every decision you make, you know. I know through coaching over the years, when you invest in each and every guy, give them the opportunity, you know, build them up the best you can. Whether it's through competition, is a great motivator. It brings the cream to the crop, you know, cream to the top. I get that, but you know, sometimes you have to commit and develop from within, and we'll get the results that we need.
What's the schedule for these rookies after this weekend? Are they here next week, or do they go home for a bit?
They go home, and they can't report to the following Monday.
Like, when it comes to the three wide receiver draft picks with those similar body types and speed and things, how can those body types benefit you on special teams? Where can they fit?
Well, really, we really have to see what they can do. I mean, you know, special teams, you know, every position on, you know, special teams has a job description and the different responsibilities, their experience in college. So all that will play into it. But, you know, they're big. They're physical. They can run. You know, they have you know, longer levers. So, you know, I'm sure there will be a number of positions that will give them an opportunity to compete at.
Mike, you obviously always want speed. Speed is a good thing. But everybody you drafted, whether it was the wide receivers, the corners, or the linebackers, it was – everybody came down and talked about the size and speed combinations. Was that a real focus for you guys in the draft, and is that something you felt like your team just needed to get more?
You know, I'll say 2 years ago, coming off the NFC Championship game, we really needed to increase the speed on our football team. It was very evident throughout that season. And frankly, really one of the constant conversations with Brian and I is we need to be a bigger football team. I mean, that's you know, all the way through. So – but, you know, ideally, when their grade goes up on the board, their final grade is what kind of football a player they are. So, I mean, it's definitely something you look at. But we're, you know, we're not in the mindset that we're just throwing everybody else away and just, you know, looking at that body type. But it's definitely a focus and something that we're that we've looked at, particularly the speed and the side, particularly the length of some of our players.
You mentioned yesterday that this roster is a little bit shorter than or fewer players than what you normally have this weekend. What factored into that?
Valuation. You know, it's just, you know, it's, you know, there's so much that goes on during that draft weekend and just, you know, which, you know, what you're looking for. We've never just said, hey, I need this many you know, running backs or this. We've always built our rookie orientation camp off of the evaluation of our personnel department, and I believe that's clearly the way to go. It's healthy. You're bringing young men in here, and you stand up in front of them and say, hey, you have a unique opportunity to make the football team. You go through the statistics to show the history, and through evaluation, it's true. So, and with that, the quality of practice speaks for itself. I mean, you were at practice yesterday. These are two of my – some of my favorite practices of the whole year. I mean, these guys, I mean, they bring it now. It's the energy is the coaches did a phenomenal job in the meetings. I mean, I was just, you know, in the quarterback meeting room. You think about the amount of time Frank Cignetti's he's had with our two young quarterbacks. He's had more time with these guys than he has with Brett Hundley and Deshaun Kizer just because of this phenomenal CBA schedule that we're on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but it's, you know, those kinds of things. But, you know, that's why we do it the way we do it.
I don't get to go to college practices, but I am always amazed at that first practice,
yeah,
how well it goes. So you guys even show videos of, hey, here's the drill we're going to run today, and here's how you're going to have to run it.
Because definitely. And, you know, we've also used it as an opportunity, particularly new staff, to maybe try out a new drill, you know, or a variation of a drill. But I'll be honest with you, the quarterback performance is a big part of these, the production of these practices, you know, because it's primarily passing. You don't really get to work on the run game much. So, and I thought both guys did an exceptional job for just being in day one.
With that said, with the importance of these practices, how helpful is it to someone like Reggie Gilbert to get to go through this process with the jump that you need him to make this offseason?
I'll tell you what, Reggie Gilbert looks great. I was kidding with him yesterday. I said he keeps running around the way he's doing in pass coverage. I'm going to move him to tight end. I mean, he's it's incredible what he's done in his time here. You talk about a guy that has done everything, has taken advantage of every resource that's been available to him. I mean, in my mind, he's already taken the second-year jump. It's great having him out there. He's a great example for these young players. He's a great example for the free agents. So, but yeah, for the group, you know, Yancey and those guys, for to be able to get out and get two really good days of work, it's awesome. I mean, it's, you know, you just don't have the reps that you used to have.
And Mike, you pointed out yesterday that was your first time on the field as a coaching staff together. I'm just wondering, can you give us a glimpse into what it was like in the crick when you guys were kind of learning the defense yourselves with Mike? And then I know it's got to work, but what's the energy and excitement like both with the coaches and with the players with this defense?
Well, you know, I haven't spent as much time with the defense as I'd like, because, you know, we're going through a significant amount of change on offense. But, you know, the defensive staff, I'm going to say, probably a good, you know, 2 or 3 weeks before we even started off-season program, they started having all their meetings daily in the crick, which was really beneficial for all the new coaches because they, you know, they've never, you know, experienced the resources that we have in the crick, and then, you know, and that's something that I felt, you know, the offense, we use it so much more than the defense, and a big part of the design of the crick was because of the limitations on our defense in phase two of off-season program. That's really where the thought came from and was part of it. And, you know, Mark Murphy was, you know, just to go ahead and jump out and build, you know, that facility on an idea was an incredible leap of faith from our administration. And it's a tremendous tool for us. So, and now we want another crick, you know, because now the defense needs one of the offenses. So, but and the position coaches are wrestling over individual time. I mean, the quarterbacks, you know, they've spent both yesterday and today, and they're just going through pretty much everything to get ready for practice. So it's a great teaching tool.
What about that? Just the energy that can you send?
Great energy with the players. Can't you tell?
Well, it's, you gave us a hard time for our energy.
I'm always trying to inspire, Jason, through positive reinforcement. So.
Mike, over the last couple of years, Joe Witt has had pretty young position groups. What do you like about the way that he teaches those young guys and his abilities as an instructor?
You know, Joe Witt, I think on what's so important in teaching is he's consistent. You know, he's very direct, obviously very knowledgeable, experienced, but he's very direct and passionate about everything he does. And in the core of any good teacher, and really it's such an emphasis for us, is the fundamentals. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find, you know, a better fundamental teacher than Joe at the you know, the position, particularly in the secondary. So he has a great understanding of the whole defense, has some real strong philosophical beliefs that I think you're seeing. You know, I think Mike's done a great job in embodying all the assistant coaches and bringing everybody into the system, because it's never just one guy. It takes everybody. So, but, you know, Joe's a fantastic coach.
Mike, it's obviously his job and Jason's job to coach those guys. Mm-hmm. And it's Tremont's job to play. But what is Tremont going to give you with Kevin and now Jair and Josh? What is he going to give you?
I mean, Tremont brings a whole different level of experience that we've never had here, you know, never. And I say that with great respect to Al Harris and Charles Woodson and those guys, because when they were here, they brought such, you know, not only being, you know, Pro Bowl Hall of Fame type players, you know, they bring experiences from other places, you know, that and brought it into our program, and it was a huge part of our success early. But Tremont, his experience is so unique. I mean, he came in here and was on a practice squad, worked his way up, and went through the program and during some great years there in the early years, and then left and has a whole other set of experience. And now he's able to bring that back, see the changes we've made since then. And so he just brings a whole different perspective of leadership and experience to that room. So, and just what a quality man that he is, too. You know, he's such a great example, not only here, but, you know, as a husband, as a father, and he represents our organization so well.
I realize your rookie corners are going to get Devontae and Randall here pretty soon, but, you know, how helpful is it for them and for you guys as a staff to see your corners are facing, you know, Yancey was here last year, Kumro has been around the block, Pearson's been here, you got a pretty good group of receivers is what I guess I'm getting at. For this weekend.
I'm sorry, Bill. I missed the first part.
Yeah, I mean, just how helpful is it for your evaluation and for those rookie corners? This is a good group of receivers you got now.
Definitely. I think clearly the best part of practice was the perimeter part, just because of the drill work that they were able to do. Because primarily we're just throwing the football. I thought I told the team or the young guys today, I thought the film evaluation was outstanding. I mean, it was really, really good. And the drill work, and I think just, you know, now doing this particular weekend so many years, putting these guys in position not only to compete and show themselves, but the opportunity to evaluate was right on the money. You know, we're going to try to take it up another notch here with this second practice, but I thought the work yesterday was awesome.
Mike, how much have you been involved with Mark Murphy in the discussions about the kickoff stuff that they have been meeting about?
Well, just being at the owners' meeting and the post, you know, just kind of the post meetings with that, and Ron Zook and myself sat down. You know, we met on it, and Ron actually did a great job in presenting Mark with some ideas. And actually, Mark has been very complimentary of Ron, and you know, and he felt that it was instrumental in some of the things that were, you know, were said at the summit that they had in New York. And so, but yeah, I'm on the Madden committee, so those kind of conversations specifically with all the, you know, the changes and emphasis on player safety, and so, you know, some of these rule changes are really big kind of compared to prior years. So a lot of conversation, but it, you know, we haven't really dove into it as hard as probably would like to as a staff, because I think we got to, you know, just like anything, it has to be crystal clear on how you're going to teach it to the players. And we have the officials coming in here in a couple weeks, next week maybe, or a couple weeks. So once we get through that, you know, we'll get more in tune with how we present it to the players.
Two more, please.
The acquisition of DeShone Kizer. What did you feel about this player as a quarterback, and talk about his potential as a possible backup here in Green Bay?
Well, I think he's definitely, if you're going to try to put him in a category, he has starter ability in this league, clearly. In my opinion, if he was in that class this year, he would have been part of that, you know, that group that they're, you know, the first four guys or first five, you know, you always felt there was five, you know, the five quarterbacks, the first round guys. So I think he's exceptional in arm talent. What we're asking him to do is just particularly in footwork and just how he fits to schematically how we operate is brand new to him. So that always excites me, because when you see that, when a guy has no experience or background but has, you know, the ability, to me that's an opportunity for a lot of growth. So I think he has a bright future.
Mike,
You guys were able to give Emmanuel Bird some just a taste of playing time at the end of last season. For a young player like that, how beneficial is it to get those live reps, and have you seen that carry
it's
over?
It's a great experience, and you know he had two really exceptional catches yesterday in practice. So I think he's doing a lot of nice things, and you know really his biggest area of improvement and emphasis is in the strength and conditioning. So, but he's a very natural athlete.
Said in here a couple times that you watch more Badger games just because of being around town and being here in Wisconsin. You can't play favorites, but what do you think of Sheehy and Joe Ferguson, and what are they kind of up against? Do you know more about them just from?
Well, definitely. I mean, you always just through the nature of being a Wisconsinite now, I'll pay taxes long enough to claim that, I guess. But I have great respect for the program and Barry Alvarez and Paul and the whole bunch down there. So. I'm glad they're here, because I know for a long time Ted was scared to death to bring one in the building, but it's great to have some Badgers in our program. But, I thought they did some really nice things. You have to be clean about it, but they're well coached, so they have some growth just because they're young. But you always like to see the hometown guys do a little better.